Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Tess in the Yerushalmi, and today is one of those dafim that it's big, there's so much to say, it's Rosh Hashanah. This is about Rosh Hashanah, when we're in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, so we'll do what we can, and to note Yosmi Mashe Karanu Kasuv Kan, as we have here. But we have the Mishnah on the Chesim Abeis, relating to what we call Rosh Hashanah. Barba Prakam Olam Nidon, there are four times of the year that the world is judged. Bepesach al Hatua, on Pesach, we are judged for grain. Ba'atzeres al Peiras Ilan, on Shavuos, we're judged for the fruit, as the fruit can be in the world. This year, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bay Olam, on Rosh Hashanah, all the those in the world, Ovrim Lefanav Kibnei Maron, go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep, or we'll see what Bnei Maron, the Gemara gives three possibilities, Shenemer HaYotzer Yachad Libam, HaMeivin al Kol Ma'aseyim. Hashem creates us, but Maven, Hashem understands each of our actions. Uvachag nidonim al hamayim. And on Sukkot, we are judged al hamayim on the water. The Gemara reflects, in the Bavli, on Daf Tezayin, that each one of these that we're judged on, we do a mitzvah with that item in order to be Zoche Bedin. In order to be Zoche Bedin. Says the, Gemara, Tanya, in, on that Tezayin and Aleph, Mishema Omer Torah Heviu Omer BePesach. Why do we bring the carbon of Omer on Pesach from the first barley? BeBreisha Pesach, Zman Tvuahu, because Pesach is the time that the Tua grows. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heviu Lefanai Omer BePesach. Hashem says, bring me the Omer, Kadesh Tisbarich Lachem Tvuah Shebesados. You do a mitzvah with the Tvuah, so I'll give you a bracha in Tvuah. Omer BeNeima Omer Torah Heviu Shtei Lechem Batzeres. Why does the Torah say, bring Shtei Alechem, the special two breads that are brought on Shavuos, Reisha Atzeres, Man Peiros Ilanu, because Shavuos is the Peiros Ha'ilan. What does that have to do with Shtei Alechem? Shtei Alechem is from wheat. The answer is, it's Matir. It's Matir to bring Bikurim, so Bikurim is connected to that. Or some say that the tree that Adam ate from was Chita. So you see, Chita is also called Eitz. Okay, either way, Rashi has two days. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avila Fana Shtei Alechem Atzeres, Kadosh Shiz Baruch Hu Lem Peiros Ha'ilan. And Mibnei Ma'am Retorah, Nischu Mayim Bechag, Nisoch HaMayim. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nischu Lefanai Mayim Bechag, Kadosh Shiz Baruch Hu Lechem Gishmei Shana. And then we bring ourselves, so to speak, for the Akedah, and that is because we're judged on the day. Good. So the Gemara says, "Is Tani Tani?" There are four days here. When exactly judgment takes place? Our Mishnah just says that there's crops and everything has their day. But let's see. Is Tani Tani Kulam Nidonim Rosh Hashanah? One opinion says, as a brisa that says that everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. V'gzardino shel kol echad ve'echad mischatem b'Rosh Hashanah. Some say everything happens on Rosh Hashanah. Everything is Rosh Hashanah. All of the one items in the Mishnah. It's not Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, it's all Rosh Hashanah, first day. Is Tani Tani Kul Hom Nidona B'Rosh Hashanah? Others say no. It's judged on Rosh Hashanah. V'gzardino Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mischatim Yom HaKippurim. The Gzardin, the finishing of the judgment, is on Yom Kippur. So we have those 10 days. Is Tani Tani, and another Brisa says, Kul Hom Nidona B'Rosh Hashanah. V'gzardino Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mischatim Bizmano. Maybe the judge happens on Rosh Hashanah, but the Gzardin is on each of the days that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Maybe this is what the Mishnah is referring to. And maybe the Mishnah passes like this third opinion. Is Tani Tani, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Nidon Bizmano? And others say, no, it's just about this man. V'gzardino Shel Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mischatim Bizmano. The Rishonim, the Ran, and others here on this Mishnah try to discuss how to put all these dinim together. If you're it says that we're judged on Rosh Hashanah, but what about the Tvua and the Peiros? That's a different day, but what about the Peiros that I get? So it could be that the other days is Hashem decides how much Tvua there's going to be in the world and how many Peiros there's going to be in the world. And then on these days, on Rosh Hashanah, it's about specifically, you know, how much of the pie is each person going to get. Okay, so Gemara says, Masnisa, Kemanda Amar, Kulam Nidonim, Rosh Hashanah. The following, our Mishnah is like the third day, where it says, they're already judged on Rosh Hashanah, V'gzardino Shokolach V'echad Mischatim, Bizmano. How do you know? Ditaninan. Because the last line of the Mishnah says, Ubechag nidonin alamayim. So where the Karbana Eda understands this, why does it repeat the word nidonim? It already said in the first line, Barba prakim ha'olam nidon. The first, on the four times, the world is nidon. And then it repeats nidonim to contrast this to the previous line. Because the previous line said about people. We go in front of Hashem, kibnei maron. And says the Karban Eda on the fourth line, Elo lechalik mi Rosh Hashanah shehizkir lefneze, dis be travayu, din v'gzardin. for people that did in the Gzar Din, Rosh Hashanah. Aval Bechag Einu El Gemar Din. Avasi Seifa Legluya Resha Dekulu B'Gemar Din Mari. Those are all about Gemar Din. And that is maybe a reference to that, that day. Milsa Derav Amra Kulam Nidonim Rosh Hashanah Gzar Dino Shokolachar Vechamim Mischadim Rosh Hashanah. Rav sounds like the first opinion. The first opinion, why? The Tani B'Tkiyasa Derav, because we learned in the Tkiyasa Derav. What does Tkiyasa mean? When he blew shofar. That means Musaf. Right? It's called Tkiyasa because you blow during Musaf. Interesting, the Balamor in Rosh Hashanah says originally there was no bracha for Tkiyos, for the bracha, the mitzvah of shofar, because shofar was only blown during the Amidah. It was only blown during Shmoneh Esrei. And we know that Nesivus tells us in the Hakdama to his Haggadah, this is one of the rayas, the Balamar, that whenever a mitzvah is a bracha, or is done in the context of brachas, it doesn't get its own birchas ha-mitzvah. Benching doesn't get a birchas ha-mitzvah, because you don't make a bracha on a bracha. Davening, tefillah, doesn't get its own birchas ha-mitzvah. Also, Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim and Parsha Zachor, they don't get a separate birchas ha-mitzvah because those are done in the context of brachos. And so too, in the days of old, the Baal HaMor said shofar. Only later on, when they started blowing beforehand, right, what we call Tkiyas Demiyusha, but you know, it might be flipped the names, but the 30 tkiyas blown before Musaf because of the women and the people who can't stay that long in davening. So they started doing it outside of the context of Shmoneh Esrei. So then you need a bracha. They need a bracha. But again, that's reflected all by this categorization of calling Musaf tkiyasa. So because of the Rav had this version. Zeh yom tchilas maasecha zikaron liyom yershon. This is the day of tchilas maasecha. This is the yom of the beginning of your actions. Zikaron liyom rishon, a zecher to the first day of Maaseh Bereishis. Ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat lelokei Yaakov. Because it's the law for Bnei Yisrael, Mishpat Lelokei Yaakov. And we have this nusach in Arshman, in our Musaf. E alamadinos bo ye amer. Eza lacherev, eza lashalom. Eza larav, eza lasova. Right? Which state, which countries will have peace? Which countries will have sword? Which countries will have famine? Which countries will have satiation? Uvrios bo ye pakedu, laskirim lachayim, velamaves. Right? So Rav, here, the Gemara seems to say that everything is happening on Rosh Hashanah. That's what it seems like. Right, and that's what the Korban Eda says. Ra'av is the Gemara Din of Tfua and Mayim. And Mishpat Lelokei Yaakov, that's the Mishpat, the Din that takes place. So Rav, the Gemara seems to say, holds like the first opinion. Again, four different opinions about when judgment takes place. Is it all on Rosh Hashanah? Is it starting on Rosh Hashanah and ending on Yom Kippur? Is it on starts on Rosh Hashanah and it continues on each of the days, right? Or is it only on those days, right? There is a discussion in the Ritva and others about these times of din. The Ritva also, though, has a meaning. Who do we paskin like? But the Ritva has an important discussion here, and the other he's shown him, where the Ritva says there are really three times in a person's, I wouldn't say life, because some of it is afterlife. There's three times that we are judged, says the Ritva. There's time that we're judged every Rosh Hashanah. We're judged on every Rosh Hashanah. And we're judged Yom HaMisa. And we're judged after Yom HaMisa on Yom Tchias HaMesim. Right? That's the three times, says the Ritva. Pirish, Gimel Dinim Huskru Ba'adam. Ha'echad u'aniskar po shu b'Rosh Hashanah. Everything we're discussing here is the Rosh Hashanah one. V'hasheni Yom HaDin aniskar b'Braisa shalafaneinu shegimel kitos li Yom HaDin. V'hu Yom HaDin shu zman Tchias HaMesim. That's the ultimate day. V'alav, he quotes the pasuk in Malachi. Hinei hayom ba bo'er ketanur. V'zui shashaninu. Dora mabal ein lamchelik olam haba el omdin badin. They're going to stand in that din. L'asilavo. And he says, that's l'asilavo, the beginning of Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, where all the nations of the world are going to come. It's going to be that ultimate. There's going to be some type of judgment in the future for the whole world. So we have Rosh Hashanah in Olam Hazeh. We have the whole world at some future point, and then everybody has their own personal Yom HaMisa. Right? Those are the three. V'hagimel hu b'yom misasol shal adam, k'mo shakasa b'hagadah b'shas misasol shal adam, kol ma'isav nifron l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'omer lo, kach v'kach asiso b'yom ploni, v'omer hein, and we're going to have to answer, yes, that's me. Yeah, that's me. Yes, Yafid Dantuni, this I deserve exactly. And there's no doubt that these three are have separate rules. That one's not mentioned. Okay. And then he says, V'dido shal Rosh Hashanah hu binyani olam hazeh. Shekol ma'asher roi lavo ba'usa shah bechlal u'beprat. K'fi ma'asehim. V'yein donim bo klal min aroi lenefesh ba'olam anashamas. We're not judged about our olam haba, how much olam haba we're getting on every Rosh Hashanah in our lifetime, because ein gozrin el adin sheroi ligomer la'alter. Right? It's only about something that's going to happen immediately. So we don't want to be judged for our olam haba issues on any Rosh Hashanah, because that means it's going to be soon, right? So we'd rather not have that din at all. V'zeo sha'amar, and that's what it says. He quotes, "But kiyasa debe rav." He quotes our case. B'chulu v'yamamisa who din ha'nefesh shedonen oso kafi aroy la lavola ganeder ala gehenim ube'ezam adrega mehen. Where you going and what seat do you have? Right, that's the ritva. V'yom adin ha'gadol. It's an amazing ritva. Who ha'aschar ha'gomer ol ha'onesh ha'gomer she'ein la'mala mehen. Okay, so that's the ritva relating to all of these dinim. Good, we continue. Right in the middle. Udaloka Rabbi Yosa holds a fifth opinion about judgment. To Rabbi Yosa Omer, Yachanidon B'kol Shah. We're judged every moment. Yachanidon B'kol Shah. I don't think Rabbi Yosa says we have to go through life, you know, he also believes in something called Avas Hashem. Right, so what he's going to say, if we're judged every day, we're supposed to walk around and to be scared? The answer is no. The person we should just be in awe and recognize is the concept of Scharva Onesh. My time, what's his source? Remember in the Yerushalmi, my time always means what's the source? It's like Minalan. Vatif Kedenu Labakarim, right? The Pasuk says here in Eov, and we will be Nifkad, counted every morning. Liragaim Tivchananu, every moment. Tivchatenu Labakarim Zepanasa. So every morning, our panasa is decided. L'rigoyim tivchanenu ze'achilaso. This is how we're going to, you know, eat, and how, you know, how it's going to fill us up. Right? What we're supposed to get is one thing, but how it's going to affect us is another thing. All the mefarshim here wonder about how do you work out Rabbi Yossi about we're judged every moment. So according to him, what's Rosh Hashanah and what's all the other days of the year that we are judged? Does he reject that, or you have to work out something? I also saw one of the mefarshim in the back that were judged every moment. So according to that, he says you gotta realize that every second of life is about, and realize that to take advantage. The Aled de Yona, he says, and also the fact that every morning what we're supposed to make that morning is set. You do our yoshtablis, and that's all. That's all. You can't try to, you know, get beyond. Right? So it's already set. So we have to do our Rishtablus. But, we shouldn't need to, worry that, we're not going to get what we're supposed to get, because that's already decided. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabba b'shem Rabbi Melech v'tzibur nidonim b'chol yom. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabba says, in the name of Rabbi, there are two, everything up till now is yechidim. But a king and a tzibur, nidonim b'chol yom. They're so important that they're judged, every day. Says the Karban Eida. Afal gav de yachid nidon b'Rosh Hashanah. Even though the yachid is Rosh Hashanah, melech v'tzibur, af la'achar gzar din. Right, imchazu mishtana dinam b'chol yom, because that's something that is more significant. So my time. What's the source? Lasos mishpat avdo or mishpat amo Yisrael. Avdo is the king of Israel. That's called Hashem's eved. Lasos mishpat avdo mishpat amo Yisrael dvar yom biyomo, each and every day. Amar Ablevi, v'hu yishpot tevel b'tzedek v'yadin lumim b'meisharim. Right, the pasuk that we know, Hashem judges Bitzedek in righteousness, Yadin Lu'umim, he judges nations, B'meisharim, with straightness. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Donis, two days, first day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Donis Ad Yisrael Bayom, first half of the Pasuk. B'shah Shein Oskim Asukim Mitzvahs. Hu Yishpo Tevo Bitzedek, Hashem judges us during the day, because that's when we're doing mitzvahs, so it's going to come out in our favor. V'yasa Umos Balayli, he judges the Umos at night. B'shah Shein Betelim and Averis. They're not doing anything wrong at night when they're sleeping. That works out for them. So Hashem is kind to both groups. He's kind to we get during the day because of the mitzvahs, and they get during the night because they're not doing averus. Ushmuel Amar Mishu Hudanas Yisrael Hudanas Umos. No, it's the same time. Same time. Whenever Hashem judges us, he judges the umos. Why? Says the Karmen Eda. So we can see the contrast. It's the foil. It's the foil. What does each one do with the other one's pasuk? What does Shmuel do with that pasuk of Yudin Lumim? If Shmuel says that everybody judges at the same time, what is what's the difference about the umos? Dunin kiksherim shebahen. Hashem remembers the tzadike umos ha'olam to try to give them zechuyos. Maskul lehem maisa yisro. Maskul lehem maisa rachav azona. Two of the great goyim, Yisro might have converted, according to what we assume. A rachav azona, they say, married Yoshua ben Nun. But even before that, Yisro and Rachav, became part, still they did amazing things. Rachav saved the Meraglim, and Yisro, as we know, what he did, bringing Moshe into his home. So that's why, that's Hashem looks down on the Umos HaOlam and gives them Litova based on their Avos, so to speak. There's a great diuk that some of the Mefarshim, the Bali Musar, have, that we know that, beginning of Yisro, Rashi quotes that he's called Yisro or Yeter because Yeter Parsha Achas Shebatorah. Right? There's a Parsha added on, that's what the first Rashi, second Rashi in Yisro. Yisro had seven names. One of them was Yeter. Al Shem She Yeter Parsha Achas Shebatorah Va'ata Techze. Va'ata Techze. That's the pasuk added on. Why is he called Yisro? When he was Megayer, he got an extra name, extra letter. But if you look where it says, what's the Parsha Achas Va'ata Techze? Where he gave Moshe this advice. Give Osha this advice to set up judges. The problem is, Vyata Techsa is not the beginning of Yisro's words. Rav Vyata Techsa is later on in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Yisro starts talking in Pasuk Yud Zayin. Lo tova davrato said, Novol tibol, gamato, atashma bakoli, vizhartazem. But that doesn't in the middle of his words. So shouldn't it start earlier? So I once heard, no. Anyone can sit in the back of the shul and say what's wrong and complain. And this is the problem, and that's the problem, and this needs to be fixed, that needs to be fixed. That's not the galus of Yisro. The galus of Yisro is that when he came up with a solution, V'yata Techsa, this is what you should do. This is what you should do. That's the galus. That's the Yiter Parsha Achas Shebatorah. It's not just the complaining and recognizing what's wrong, but being part of the solution, right? That's part of the galus of Maskir Lohem Maisa Yisro. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. So we had Pesach. The first one in the Mishnah was Pesach were judged on the grain. So ask the Gemara, Chia Bar Baboy, Tfuah Shalakas Be'erva Pesach, Me'ezah Din Loke. Let's say the Tfuah goes bad on Erev Pesach. Which year was that decreed? Right? Im Temar Mishasa Da'alas. If you're telling me it's the year that's coming in, because we're not going to have grain this year if it got ruined on Erev Pesach, but Akadun Lo'alas, but the day's not here yet. So if you're saying that grain is judged on Pesach, so if it's the day before Pesach, doesn't matter. It can't be the next year. And Itamar Mishasa Danafkis. And if you say it's the year that passed, Hachin Havis Murcha Kol Shasa Malki Kadun. Right? The whole year had such a long time before the grain got ruined. It should have happened earlier. If it was Xera, the grain should get ruined for this year. It should have got ruined earlier. So, one question. Next question. Elu Shemesim Mirshanad Yom Kippurim. Those who died during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. When was that Xera? Me'eza Din Hemesim. Right? From when? In Tamar, right? If you say the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. So, in Tamar, Mishasa Da'alis Ad Kedun Lo Alis. If you tell me, well, it's from this coming, the new year, but the new year really didn't have a Gzar Din yet, right? It's not Yom Kippur yet. In Tamar, Mishasa Da'afkan, if you want to tell me it's from the past year, Hachan Avi Merchan Kal Shasa Mimaves Kadun, you leave him the whole year if he was going to die. He's going to die like already almost in the next year. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Maybe the Gzar Din was finished on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Veloshamia, didn't you hear Damar of Kruspa? That's the Girsa here. We have Kruspa Dai in the Bavli. B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shalosh Pinkasio saying there are three books that are open on, when we are judged. Achas shal tzadikim gemurim, va'achas shal rishoim gemurim, v'achas shal benonim. Three books. Tzadikim rishoim and benonim. Zeh shal tzadikim gemurim kvar notlu ipofsi shal chayim Rosh Hashanah. The tzadikim gemurim already got their verdict. Got their verdict of life on Rosh Hashanah. Zel shal Rosham Gemurim, Farnali Pofesh Shalahen, Rosh Hashanah. The Rosham Gemurim also got their verdict, without saying what verdict. God also got their verdict on Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, they're already finished, so maybe if somebody dies, maybe he's Nigzal Rasha. Shal Beinonim, Kfar Nitin Lemazer Zimei Tshuva, Be Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Beinonim, there was given Rosh Hashanah, the Aseret Yitzchuvah were given to them. Imasu tshuva nechtavin imatadikim. If they did tshuva, then they joined the tzadikim book. V'imnaam nechtavin merashoyim. Many questions on this Chazal. What do you need three books for? Just have two books. And then after the 10-day limbo, you'll put them into one of the books, one of the extra books. What's the source for this? My taima, yimachu mi sefer, the pasuk says in Tehillim, yimachu mi sefer elu harishon, chayim elu tzadikim, v'im tzadikim al yikasevu elu habenonim. So you see a reference to all three. There's a big discussion in the Bavli, but the Yushalmi, now that we learned the Yushalmi, there's a, you know, it's a clearer problem. Or maybe this is where the Rambam gets it from, right? This is quoted in Rosh Hashanah, in the Bavli. And what does it say there? Beinonim or tlim v'omdim. The language there is not imasa tshuva, imlo asa tshuva. That's what the Rambam says. In the Bavli, it just says zachu or lo zachu. If they was zoche, then they're judged l'chaim. And if not, they're judged l'misa. Rashi says, what does zachu mean? Rashi doesn't say zachu. What is it, beinoni? Rashi says there, mechsa al mechsa. So what does Zachu mean? How might you have read the Gemara in the Bavli? Zachu means, if you did more mitzvahs than Averas during Aseres, you made tshuva, you're good to go. Because what's a tzaddik? You have more mitzvahs. What's a rasha? You have more Averas. Mechza al mechza, beinoni, you have your half and half. So you should only have to do more mitzvahs than Averas. Why? When the Rambam quotes that Gemara, he quotes like this Yerushalmi. Zachu means asu tshuva, which then brings the question of all the Achronim. Why should it be asu tshuva? You should just do more mitzvahs than Averas. If Beinoni means you're exactly equal, so you should just do more mitzvahs than Averis. But the Rambam, based on this Yerushalmi maybe, and maybe he reads the Bavli that way, no, Asa Tshuva, why Dafka Tshuva? So there are many answers. The Pri Yitzchak has an answer. Mislav Hettenberger, I like the Emek Bracha's answer. The Emek Bracha answers that it has to be Tshuva. It can't just do more mitzvahs. Because if you think about it, Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is really the new year. You're past the deadline. It's the new year, whatever the year is. So you can't just add on more mitzvahs to the previous year. It's too late. You can't get the tax deduction anymore. The only thing you could do is remove averus from the previous year. That's what tshuva allows you to do. So then how could you tilt the scale for the previous year? If aseres mitzvah are really the first 10 days of the following year. The only way, says the Emek Bracha, is by deleting averus. Adding mitzvahs is going to be for the new year. That's why the Rambam and the Yerushalmi says asa tshuva. There's another answer. They quote Pshem the Gra. Based on the Gra, that may be beinoni, doesn't mean exactly equal. After all, how many people in the world have exactly the same mitzvahs and averus? Well, most people out there, most of us who follow halacha, have many, many, hopefully many, many more mitzvahs than averus. So what does it mean, beinoni? So based on the Gemara says, based on a Gemara at the end of Brachas, maybe a tzaddik means somebody who generally does the right thing, but, you know, once in a while doesn't. Rasha, the opposite. Beinoni, I don't have a natural inkling. I sometimes do avera, sometimes do mitzvahs. I'm wishy-washy. So the Aseres Yitzchuvah is about to create my netiyah to do mitzvahs. And that's what Aseres Yitzchuvah means. Aseres Yitzchuvah means to change that personality of mine. Okay, there's a ton to talk about here, as we know, but feel free to listen to the Bavli Daf on Tezayin to get more. We continue. Rabbi Hananya, Chavei Ander Rabbanan Roy. Vein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ro'es HaNolad? Wow, what a question. Again, we can spend 5 hours on this line. Hashem, what he gives us, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, for us to figure it, to go in one direction or the other, Hashem knows what we're going to do. So just finish it on Rosh Hashanah. Well, he's not Ro'as HaNolad. So the answer is, V'lo Sham Yadam Rav Simon, Mashim Rav Shuvah Ben Levi, En HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Don Esa Adem, Ela B'Shashu Omid Ba. Hashem does, he looks at us right now. He knows, right? This is the issue, the Rambam Ravid in Hilchos Tshuva, about foreknowledge versus free choice. So the Gemara, and my time, how do you know that? That Hashem always allows us, and even if he knows we're going to do something wrong, he allows us. Altiri, because it says, right, by Yishmael. Altiri ki shama elokim el kolanar, basher hu sham. Goes by basher hu sham, even though he knows that he's going to be terrible and hurt us, that nation, Yishmael, but Hashem doesn't punish him then. Period. Where else do we know this from? I'm Rabbi Levi. Another pasuk. Siv. Lo yisyatzvu cholulim lenegad einecha. The cholulim, the fools, will not stand in front of your eyes. Lama shesanesa kapal le'oven. Because you hate those who acted sinfully. Poa le'oven. It doesn't mean if they thought about doing sins, that's not good enough. It's only poa le'oven once they actually do it. Dorash of Yisachar. Rabbi Yisachar. Tekfar mandi. This is what Sofar is one of the friends of Eov. Bildad Sofar One of the friends of Eov, remember the whole book, his friends are talking to him. Sofar says, you must have sinned. Ki hu yada misei shav. Hashem knows the misei shav, the people that are false. Vayar oven v'lo yisbonan. He'll see sin and he won't take it into account. Hashem judges you, again, b'asher husham. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is based on a pasuk. The Gemara does not quote, but the pasuk in Eov says, im zach v'yashar ata, if you are clean and pure, kiatoya ir alecha, vishilam navas kod sidkecha. The pasuk is in present tense. So the Gemara says, im zach v'yashar hayita ing sivkan. It doesn't say if you were in the past. Ela im zach v'yashar ata, meaning present, because Hashem goes by present. Kiatoya ir alecha, vishilam navas sidkecha. Period. Amr chia barba, zarzir masnayim otayish umelech. All of these types of zarzir is a type of animal, a tayesh also, or a melech, alkom imo. What does alkom imo mean? As we will see, the Gemara is darshaning that alkom, he does not stand imo with him. All of these people or animals that are very confident don't stand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody has a pet that they want to race, right, the Karban Eda says it's like the Mafriche Yonim of Sanhedrin. Everybody tries, wants their animal to win the race. They're gambling. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, Hashem doesn't want to win. Ela umelech alkom imo. Hashem doesn't stand. All these things, Hashem doesn't stand. What does that mean? Stand on his principles and not be flexible and allow tshuva. Hashem is alkom imo. Lo boy take him all day. He doesn't want to stand on his own rules. Ki lo lenetzach yariv. Not forever. What is lenetzach? Lo linsoach yariv. Hashem doesn't want to fight to win. Hashem wants kaviyacho us to win. How do we win? If we did something wrong and then we do tshuva on it. Hashem is very happy about that. Ki lo b'mos, right? Hashem is not interested in the mavsal achasidav. Amar Evalazar, pra basilius. That's a type of a Greek word for the name of a ruler. Enomos ogrifus. What does that mean? The Mefarshim explain. Generally, a ruler doesn't have any limits. He's not bound by anything. Usually, if a king makes a rule, either he does it or he makes others do it. Whatever he decreed. If Hashem makes a rule, he's forced to fulfill that rule. My time, right? It says Hashem keeps Torah. Ushmar, Hashem was mishparti ani Hashem, ani ushashimarti mitzvoseh shel Torah tchila. Right? I keep the mitzvahs also. I am bound by the rules. What does that mean? There are examples of this in Chazal. But I do this. Where do you see that? Where do you see that Hashem does the mitzvahs? Amar Efsi Mongsim mibnei seivatakam adat bnei zakim yireisem elokech ani Hashem. Stand up for the elderly. Ani ushakiyamti amita zakin tchila. Hashem stood up for Avraham. When Avram was elderly and beginning of Parshas Vayera, Avram was Yoshev, right? The second white line in the Karban Eda. She Avram Yoshev, v'shchino medes, shchino medes. Amar Rav Simon also, once Rav Simon is talking, we have the following. This is Rosh Hashanah, right? The Torah quotes this Chazal in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. K'siv ki migal gadol shalo chukim u'mshatim tzadikim. The Gemara, who is like our nation? Rav Chaim bar Chanina, Rav Oshia, two versions of the Chazal. Chad Omer, Eza umakuma hazos, who is like the Jewish nation? B'noek sheba olam, adam yodei sheish lo din. If somebody has a court case, lo v'shcharim u'mshatim shcharim, he wears black. U'magal dos kanu, who doesn't get a haircut or shave his beard. V'ni yodei hechan din yosei. Because when somebody has a court case, he has no idea what the outcome is going to be. Aval Yisrael ain't on Cain. Aval Loshim. What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? Loshim Levanim, Misatfim Levanim. We wear white. Umagachem Zakanim. We shave, trim our beards. V'ochlin v'shosun usmeichim. And we celebrate. Yodin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Salam Nisim. We know Hashem is going to do Nisim for us. So first of all, again, big topic, but it says here, eating and drinking. Some Gaonim said you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. We don't paskin that way. We just say you should eat with a little, Not go overboard. It's not a total party. But here the Brisa says, Ochlin, Vishosin, Usmeichin. That's a big discussion in the Rishonim that quote this. The Torah quotes this, the beginning of Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, Tavkuf Pei Aleph. The Achronim ask, why, who says we're going to do an ace? Ain't Som Chanal an ace? Somebody's a Rasha? He should have this attitude. It's all going to be good. It's all going to be good. What does that mean? It's all going to be good. Right? It's not going to be good for, he says, do we have the Bino Le'itim in the back of the Gemara? What Shmuel Hanavi, when he was brought up by Shaul, remember, by the witch of Ein Dor, he wasn't sure whether he was going to make it through. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was crying at when he died. He's like, oy vey, he's worried about Yom HaDin. And here we're not talking about just the tzaddikim, we're talking about the hamon am. The chiyivkor al maise ishuv kudaso. Hashem, we learned earlier, is not a vatran. So, number one, the nes is that we realize that Hashem is in charge and everything is for our good. Even if we're punished, if we're rewarded, number two. Number three, it could be, I've heard a different shot, and that is, this is talking about a tzibur. There's a yachid and a tzibur. Klal Yisrael knows as a tzibur that we're going to come out on top. Even if a yachid, might have some difficulty. So that's one chazal. The Charona Amar, a different chazal. Ezu umakuma azos, who is like this nation? But only Shema Olam, Ashulton Omer. In general, if the ruler, the judge says, Adin Ayom, the court case is going to be today. Falistim Omer Lavachar Adin. No, let's do it tomorrow. Mishomin, Lola Shulton. Usually the judge makes the rules. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Enokein, Amru Bezdin Ayom Rosh Hashanah. If the Bezdin says today's Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer LaMalachei Hasharis, Hamidu Bima, put up a platform, Yamidu Sanigorin, Yamidu Katigorin, get the prosecutors and the defense attorneys, Sh'amru Bnei Banai, Hayom Rosh Hashanah. Hashem says, get the court case ready, it's Rosh Hashanah today. Later that day, Nimlechu Bezdin LaAbra, they added on a data to the Elul, L'machar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer LaMalachei Hasharis, Heviru Bima, no, move it till tomorrow. Ya'abru Asanigarin, Ya'abru Katigarin, Shenimluchu Banai La'abru L'machar. Hashem is a meshubid to when we decide when Rosh Hashanah is. My time, Ki Chok LiYisrael Hu, Mishpat LeLokei Yaakov. Emeino Chok LiYisrael, Kaviyachol Eino Mishpat LeLokei Yaakov. Amazing. Similar, Rav Krispa B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. L'Sha'avar, originally, before Matan Torah, Hashem decided, based on the sun and the moon and the stars, Elam Oadei Hashem. Mikan ve'elach, Asher Tikru Osam. But now it's up to them. Amar Rabbi Ila, similar. Im Karisem Osam Hei Moadai. Ve'im Lav, Einan Moadai. Right? Only if you call them. Amar of Simon. Ksiv Ravos Asisa Ta Hashem Elokei Nifla Osecha Machshav Osecha Eleinu. L'Sha'ava, originally it was Rabos Asisa. You did it all. Mikan ve'elach. But since then, Nifla Osecha Machshav Osecha Eleinu, we decide when Rosh Hashanah is. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a ton to talk about, but we did what we could. Okay, we'll stop here.